Hi, everybody.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, we back. You know, haven't been around in a while. A lot of things happening.
We were just here last week.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't shut the man. You suck. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to True Story Bro Live. More people will come in a minute. But until then, enjoy the. Oh God, I just can't believe you didn't remember we were here last week.
No, because you know why?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Oh, too bad. We can't play that either. Ha ha. Because we're people who don't pay our bills.
It's true, man. We keeping it blackety black black up in here.
Blackety black 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 black.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So we do have some topics today to talk about. Right? We got some stuff to talk about today.
We got one thing to talk about today, and it's gonna more than likely take up the whole conversation because it's a big deal.
Well, before we that, I just want to just iterate something real quick about the person who goes around and throws chairs that don't like karaoke.
What?
Mr. Ezra Miller. I don't like karaoke Miller. He apparently, from what I saw, and apparently the Flash movie that's coming out, because the trailer happened during Super Bowl, the new trailer, and apparently it's supposedly one of the best comic book movies out there, something like that, from what I heard.
Apparently.
Yeah. What up, homie?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Don't mind my non-visual ass. My camera wants to be a bitch.
Yeah. All right. We got you, homie. Don't worry. I don't know why. But the thing is that it's crazy is that he apparently this movie is so good that, you know, there might be some type of okay to work with him again.
I fucking doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt it too, but they were saying like, oh, he's good now. I'm like, no.
Don't believe it.
Nope.
Nope. I was like, this isn't the Robert Downey Jr. story, guys. It's very
don't different. Believe the hype.
For real. But you know what, but just this movie, right, does so good, gives them that $1 billion that gives them that $1 billion they were looking for in Black Adam, right? Like that they were what was the closest movie that gave DC or Warner Brothers that billion? Was it Wonder Woman or was it
Aquaman? It was Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. But what if they this movie gives that to them, right? Would they really consider it to keep it Ezra Miller? Like,
No. It's a hell no.
Oh, that's what you're talking about? Yeah, no, definitely not.
No. We're not keeping that motherfucker. No way.
Absolutely not.
What if they did?
They won't.
It really would be a Flashpoint paradox, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
sure as hell would.
Remember that meme when they had like Trump come to a classroom and the kids were running and shit like what if they did that shit with that would be a good thing. What if they did that shit at Comic-Con? It was like, and Ezra Miller.
Oh shit!
That'd be fucking hilarious, bro.
Throw a lightning bolt at his ass.
Throw a lightning bolt at his ass.
What's up, Ariel? What's up? What's up, Derby Entertainment? What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
How you doing? Welcome to the stream.
What's up?
So let's start off before we can get to the big deal. How's everybody doing?
Hanging in there, you know, managing.
Tired.
Your head says you're tired.
That luxurious head of hair of his, you mean?
Yeah, it looks mad tired. It's like, I just got it, man. Everything.
Nah.
You laugh because it's true.
I just been chilling, you know. Like, I had the day off today. Been playing Hogwarts Legacy.
Ah, I see. I got you.
Oh, you playing Hogwarts Legacy? Talk of the town. Oh my god, you're transphobic.
Don't. I see that. No, don't. I see that look on don't. Your face, Al. No. Al's like he's. He's kind of making fun of it, I know why.
I saw his post the other day. I don't want to get into that because the idiocy behind that is ridiculous.
Oh no, you hate trans people.
But anyway, as the course of a game, how is it?
It's fucking great.
Yo, said Meister.
That's hey. Right. It's a course of a game. What's up, hey, fellas? What's long time man? No see.
Hey, are you done hanging out with
me, girl? Your ears make me want to smack them.
Oh, speaking of, yo, so now every time this motherfucker hears some music, he has to dance like, he has to dance salsa.
Who's the...
You what? Motherfucker! This motherfucker's about to dance the salsa every time it's music.
We're looking at him like, "What the fuck?" I was just moving around. I wasn't.
You know, he was doing salsa. We saw that shit.
Okay.
Salsa.
Oh, echo.
Man, I was eating chips and salsa. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Nigga, talk about dancing.
What did Derby say? Derby said. I was going to buy Hogwarts Legacy for sale and not even play it.
Wow.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, true.
People are getting
the game is really good, though. Like, I haven't been able to put it down. I probably got about, like, maybe 30-somewhat hours in it.
People are putting too much things into the game. If the game is good, let it be good. Damn the politics.
But it's more than just politics, though.
It's not even what's in the game, and it's people who are associated with the game, and they're not even directly associated with the game. So a lot of people are just up in arms for no fucking reason.
Correct. It's all bullshit.
Oh no, it's not, and I'm gonna correct y'all on that. It's not.
It's not bullshit.
No. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit.
Correct me. You can correct me.
I completely understand the narrative behind that. I completely understand it, but the person who made the comments, they have zero input on this video game. Nothing. This has nothing to do with even an original storyline. This is a whole new storyline from a company that just bought the IP.
Let them finish, Al.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's before the book. I understand. Like, the whole problem with that is the fact that the main thing is that the trans community are upset because one, Jewish people are upset about this game. It's not just trans people. Jewish people are upset about this game too.
For what? What would be the reasoning behind that?
So apparently you played a game. Apparently the goblins.
It's the goblins.
The goblins are Jewish. Taken over or something like that.
The goblins are basically considered the Jews.
Where would you get that? I didn't even get that from playing the fucking game. Where would anybody get that?
I said, but that's what they were. That's what Jewish people were saying, that the Jewish
want. Listen, this is, and I'm gonna put it plain and simple. Every single party of any type of narrative, culture, gender, whatever it is, they always want something to bitch about. It doesn't fucking matter what it is. And you can hold me to that shit. I can get canceled all I fucking want. I'm not important. At the end of the day, somebody wants to cancel something. You know what I'm saying? One of the characters in the game is actually transgender.
Transgender, yes. It's the one.
And people are like, oh, they just wanted to do that so they can get brownie points. No, this has nothing to do with J.K. Rowling at all.
It's just her IP. That's it.
Her IP.
Yeah, that's it. Someone bought that. Portkey Games bought her IP, made a fucking game, and people are up in arms about that shit.
Fellas, really, the Jews literally run the world.
And to an extent, you know what? There's a lot of truth behind that.
But the thing is, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's making their hustle, and that's how it is. Everybody's doing their thing.
But my biggest thing is the fact that it's a game. There's millions of games out there. I remember people made an uproar about fucking Mortal Kombat back in the day. Guess what? Niggas are still playing Mortal Kombat 30 years later. I don't want to hear that bullshit. This is just another excuse for people to complain. People are fucking addicted.
Yeah.
To motherfucking outrage. And it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
You could be upset. You could be up in arms about everything. What was that?
He is frozen, whoever keeps opening that thing.
Okay. You know they compared, they tried to compare Call of Duty and Hogwarts. I flipped the fuck out. I said, hold up. Call of Duty is not fucking Hogwarts.
What was the comparison?
What was
the comparison?
It's just they try to make a point, but the point was completely lost.
What was the point?
Correct.
There was a post that a friend of mine posted on Facebook stating that he's getting upset about the mods that's happening in He's getting upset about the mods that are happening in Hogwarts, apparently, because some people modded the game. Okay. Where now you can go around killing people with the wands or guns now and shit like that.
Yeah.
So they go around like killing kids and teachers and stuff like that with the killing curse, right? And because the killing curse is in the game, and but it's a they modded the game.
They modded the item.
Yeah, but even so, they mod the game where you could just go around killing anybody.
Okay, so they unlock the game where there's no restriction.
What he was saying is that this gives it triggers him because now it's one of those things where it triggers him because a mod game like that it triggers because now kids can go around killing kids in the game, kind of like school shootings and shit like that.
That's dumb.
That's dumb. You know why? Because guess what? We're playing a game where people get killed.
Also a mod. That's a mod that's not available to every version of the game. It's only available to PC, and you have to install that mod. It's not a mod that you can just click, okay, I want to kill people with fucking guns. Right. That makes no sense.
Right. So I was just saying that how like he was being triggered by that where like the whole kids shooting up schools and shit like that. And I'm just like, that's a reach. Like even I was like, kind of that's a reach. Like yeah, I understand you're triggered by it, that's a reach though. And then one of his friends tried to compare it to Call of Duty, and I was like, that is completely different. come on, listen. I'm a gay man, and I'm all for every gay rights, trans rights, everybody's rights. But there's sometimes where it's a fucking reach.
Yes, reach.
A Halo reach. I was just about to say a Halo reach, meaning IP good, everything else is garbage. But
the nickname played Halo. I didn't play that shit.
That's right. What up, Yer?
I played the last Halo. It was solid. I mean, it was a little repetitive, but it is what it is. So this is what we're here for. We're here to play the games. We're here to judge them, and this is why we have the show.
Right.
Even
I'll say this. Even hold on. I'm put up what Darby and Tammy said. He said, "I'm gonna need what most of the audience is smoking."
Echo, what are you in? Witness protection? Where your face at?
My camera is fucked up, bro. Yeah.
They caught you playing
Hogwarts Legacy. Shut your fucking ass up.
You in hiding?
You want to see what my camera looks like right now? Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
All right, cool.
It looks like I'm in a rave. Oh shit!
But the thing is, the thing is like I even know that there's gay men that did buy the game, right? I'm just putting it out there. There are gay men and women and trans women that bought the game and played it.
Because they don't give a shit. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. The outrage is more importantly are by people that are not in the community, keeping it fucking real.
And it's people in the community, bro.
It is people in the community, yes. Correct. But
a lot of the outrage is coming from people that are not in the fucking community.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. They're the ones who start the uproar. Correct. They light the match and watch the rest of the fucking world burn.
Oh, correct. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. I've seen people seen my gay brothers and sisters playing it on Twitch and shit and having a great time. And here's the crazy thing. They're playing the game, right? And literally on their Twitch stream, it says donate to trans rights.
Yeah. And a lot of people have been saying that. And guess what? They've just been getting crucified on the fucking streams and streams getting banned. And then all it is people finding another excuse to be bullies, but then having a self-righteous cause and then saying, you don't respect trans people. Like, motherfucker, they made a game. It's a game.
It's hypocrites.
I'm sorry to cut this up. I was just looking on our Twitch. We passed our followers goal. Now we're at 58. We passed 50, so yay. No, it was so low not too long ago. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
But the one thing about it is that even that streamers are donating to trans rights when they're playing the game, right? And that's how you fight back. You fight back with your money, right? Because that's where it comes down to. And then there's other ways of fighting it. There's one thing about it I do like is I didn't get it because I was like, I got to shit to pay for it. But
I'm just not interested in any Harry Potter shit. It never really got my attention, to be honest.
You can log off right now.
I'm more interested.
Since my fiance tried to get me into the books and stuff like that, and I watched some of the movies, and it's funny. One of my favorite movies from the franchise is the one everybody hates.
What one is that?
Which is Prisoner of, what's it called? Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yeah.
No, that was a solid one. I just watched that.
But see, sir, a lot, I've talked to so many fans, and they hate that one. Because it was so far away from the book is not even funny. That's what they told me. And I was like, well, I never read the book. I just watched the movie. That's.
Not everybody's cup of tea, but at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. You know, some
people crucified like for it. You know what? I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
a comedian put it.
I'm not even gonna answer that with a response. I'm not gonna dignify that with a response. She's looking to start me up. That's what it is.
I just want to say, enjoy the game. Enjoy your lives. Just keep playing. You know, if you feel like you want to do something more for trans rights, donate to trans rights. If you feel like
do something actual that'll actually do something.
Yeah, please.
Because all you're doing is hurting the other streamers who are trying to put out this content. It's a dope fucking game, and a lot of people are like, "Oh, well, he's streaming the game, so we're just gonna keep sending reports on his stream." And now people's streams are getting taken down, their videos are getting taken down off of YouTube for what? For being transphobic or what? You're not being transphobic. You're playing a game,
which is exactly what you're supposed to be doing on fucking Twitch in the first place.
Correct.
That's right. That's fucking firing a fry cook for making flapjacks in the morning time. Fuck out of here. How dare you flip me these silver dollar pancakes, you fascist?
Oh my god.
One of the greatest comparisons you just had.
I'm chock full of them, baby. That's what I do.
Now when I hop, god damn it.
Because the only time I've ever heard something because I've been gaming a long time and I'm like, and I haven't been playing for a while, we all know this, but it's like I've never heard of, and I mentioned it as a joke an uproar over a video game like since Mortal Kombat. We had the occasional, you know, first-person shooters and people talking about that, especially like when it coincided with like Columbine. People were like, they're playing these games. I'm like, no. My thing is this. It's up to the individual to take upon themselves to do what the fuck they're going to do. You can't blame the fucking creative property on why this person went and did what they had to do or did what they went to, they thought that was right and justify their actions. It's a Harry Potter game. So we all know the stance on freaking all these people, J.J.R. Martin, J.J.R. Tolkien, all that stuff. Freaking I forgot her name. Freaking J.K. Rowling in the dough. And she, you knew how she felt for a long time. You caught that. I see that. And it's like, all right, cool. But this is a game about Harry Potter. Like, what are they going to demonize? Why are they demonizing game players and not demonizing Harry Potter? Because it doesn't fucking make sense. That's why. It's fucking stupid. Because when it comes to game, I remember Mass Effect. The only time I ever heard this was when, what's the name? One of the characters, because I never played Mass Effect, they were like, oh, the character's gay. And I knew this guy who was like a straight white Christian. And he was all like, I don't support BioWare because they made that character gay and I don't support that lifestyle. Well, motherfucker, you ain't paying for his college tuition. You're playing a video game. Get off your fucking high horse and just play the game. If the game is good, play it.
You're right, though.
I don't care about fucking political affiliations when I'm kicking niggas in the face in Street Fighter. I don't care. It shouldn't matter.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter whether Ken is shooting Hadoukens or throwing around rainbow flags everywhere. I don't give a fuck. I'm playing the game, and the game is the game. The minute it starts getting political, every 5 seconds, they're like, I don't like God of War by its depiction of women and blah, blah, blah. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Just hand me my controller so I can beat this game and go to bed.
They were doing that shit back in that time.
But guess what? They'll be like, oh, that's aggressive against women. And shut the fuck up.
Aggressive against women. Oh, so would you rather have sex with fucking men and shit in the game? Because they were doing that shit too?
Well,
they'll complain about something.
And it's to be politically correct with pretty much every fucking thing that's going on right now. So what is it? The original creator of the Willy Wonka story, apparently they have changed phrases, words, sentences, and sometimes whole pages of that book just because it was like demeaning to small people or all these, yeah, crazy stuff. And like now, like the, was it Puffin books or something like that? Like the whole shit is under fire right now. And they're changing a bunch of fucking things in all of the books.
Yeah, because them niggas are actually puffing. And that's the problem right there. They're smoking crack. They're smoking
crack.
it's the worst thing, but we're basically seeing our childhoods just get completely rearranged in real time.
Mm. This is no different, as fucked up as it sounds, this is no different than motherfuckers parading that Thanksgiving was a great holiday that both the natives and the pilgrims share. No, it was a slaughterhouse, motherfucker. But guess what? They wrote it as this magical, mystical wonderland of togetherness. They're doing the same shit, but in reverse when it comes to the stuff that we grew up with. Guess what? It showed whatever the times were. Are you guys going to go and erase fucking newspaper clippings on events that happen, like this is Back to the Future and shit can just be rewritten like this? Fuck that. This was what it was back then. Let it be. Let's move on. Don't try to erase shit and sweep shit under the rug because, oh, we're trying to, you know, be political and stuff like that. Case in point, fucking Columbus Day into Indigenous People Day. Y'all knew this nigga was foul from Jump Street.
Yep. 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 Yep.
Yep.
This nigga cut off more hands than motherfucking detention time teaches when you were about to go steal a piece of candy. Fuck out of here.
But you know what it was, right? I'll say it again. Like, it's one of those things where Dave Chappelle said something like to effect of something like this. Like, if you want to change the gun laws, right? Every black person has to get, you know,
a gun,
right? Same thing with the whole Columbus Day. It didn't catch on until white people really started listening to like people of color, and there's people like, "Oh, this motherfucker was that evil."
And then but they knew that. But they knew that. No, all I gotta say is this. No. But they knew. But keep it real like that. That's like going around somebody who has a racist ass grandfather. You telling me, oh, now that I bring my people, my friends of color over, oh, I gotta worry about my grandfather being racist. Nigga, you knew he was racist from jump.
But you also know that. True. But you also know that when it comes to Columbus Day, a lot of Italians celebrate, right? So, and a lot of Italians have had their hand in political game and stuff like that. So
I've never seen one Italian celebrate Columbus Day.
Correct.
You see a lot of them celebrate.
Yeah. The only really time when?
The only time I saw Sopranos. Them celebrate that shit was Sopranos. Yeah, exactly. That's the only time I ever saw it.
The only time I see Italians celebrate anything is what is it called? What's that? The San something.
It's in September.
It's in September. Thank you. It's like right before, it's like the week of my birthday or the week before my birthday. It's some type of like holy day that they celebrate. Yeah. So yeah. Holy shit, there's two of me.
But Black Caesar, you're Italian. You speak on
it. He's half Italian.
You know what I mean? Yeah, speak on it.
Well, I mean, shit. There's nothing to be torn about, man. I give the little of fucks about Columbus Day. Obviously, I'm not sure what major thing they celebrate other than like soccer. No, I'm sorry, football. Excuse me, football. In random settings like that. So.
Shit in the Bronx for real?
That's what I'm trying
to say. Damn.
It really depends, bro. You just gotta be able to find it.
That's true. You know what the
definitely go hard in Hoboken.
You know what I attribute it to? It's like that motherfucker who like somebody had made a joke about that shit. I think it was Gary Owen, and that motherfucker was like, "Yeah." They're like, "He was such a poor and sensitive soul," but the motherfucker was running down the streets. They're like, "Well, you know, Ray Ray was awesome, fucking type bullshit." But everybody's going to defend like he was the Lord's child. They're like, "This motherfucker was out and foul." That's the same shit about Christopher Columbus. These niggas knew he was rotten to the core. and they celebrated him. They said, kids, dress up like Christopher Columbus, like a murderer. I might as well. When are we going to have Jeffrey Dahmer Day? Fuck out of here. We're not. Let's keep it real. How about that?
Jeffrey Dahmer Day.
You know what?
Oh, shit.
You know what's fucked up about that? And I'm going to call him out.
It's a lot of fucked up shit about that.
Some of the gay men that I've seen that have been like, almost in some way fetishizing about that shit.
Oh, God. Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead fucking serious.
People got kinks, man. I tell you, I don't kink shame, but God damn.
I know.
Fuck shame.
Fuck all that.
That's just some fucked up shit.
And I guarantee you.
I tell you,
come fucking Halloween this year. I see a lot of people with fucking big ass glasses, blonde hair, a little what do they call it? A membership jacket, and want to watch fucking like I don't know Star Wars and shit. You're gonna see a lot of people dressed like fucking Jeffrey Dahmer, and it's not gonna be pretty. This Halloween, I know it's coming.
Well, so basically, looking like a D&D instructor in the fucking 90s. Facts.
You think so?
Nigga, yes.
Hey, yes.
Motherfuckers were dressing up like terrorists long after 9/11. I mean, shit, this ain't gonna be no different.
Oh my God.
They sure did. They literally went brown face.
I know motherfuckers who just took like double XL fucking t-shirts, wrapped it around their heads, and fucking started throwing fucking flour in the air. I'm like, yawning. This is terrible.
Didn't the governor, was a governor or prime minister, what do you call him? Like, he's pretty much the president Toronto, dress up as like a samba.
Oh, yeah. No. He was in brown face.
Yep. Yeah.
There's been so many people who have gone out in brown face and it never really ends up well for them.
You know what's funny? Most of those people, when they went and did this, didn't consult a black friend, or anything like that, because a nigga would be like, "Look, like nigga, what are you doing?"
Yo, what if what if I went to the college party as James Brown, nigga? No.
He's like, "What is wrong with you?"
He's like, "Let me guess. What character you are?" He's like, "I'm the Godfather of Soul." I said, "Motherfucker, you are auditioning for the character of not going to be here anymore. Fuck out of here." I didn't know you were Patrick Swayze, because a nigga about to be a ghost.
Oh, oh my God, yo.
Might as well. When somebody accused me of doing white face, but I'm like, bitch, I was the Joker. What the hell are you talking about?
No. that has to be the most problematic thing to be freaking judged upon for doing whiteface. That should make no sense whatsoever.
I mean, some people say that the movie White Chicks is racist towards white people.
But the premise of the movie, that's stupid. The premise of the movie is them undercover.
Mind you, the only people that say this are uptight white people.
Of course.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm tired of stupid shit like this. Can we stop talking about all this stupid crap now?
It pays to be PC, but at the end of the day, you know, sometimes you just gotta let things live.
It's tiring, I tell you.
Agreed.
I'm tired of changing like my thoughts on every single subject, you know, going forward. That's ridiculous. I'd rather be able to say my piece and call it a day, you know. And I do for the most part, you know. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm ignorant as fuck.
Right, but, of course.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, you have your own opinions. You know, if not everyone's gonna like it. You either take it with a grain of salt and keep your comments to yourself. It's my opinion, you know.
In the end, yeah. And it's funny because I said something like that recently to somebody. I was like, you know, everybody has an opinion. So, and then my one buddy from work was all like, well, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. I was like, exactly. I was like, exactly. He's like, you can't stop it.
But, you know, I understand everybody has an opinion, and that's great. But I also want to say sometimes an opinion can be wrong.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I just want to put that out there. I'm not saying
if people start turning an opinion into thinking that it's fact, that's when it's wrong.
Right.
When they don't have anything to back it up, that's the point where it's wrong.
Whitney said it best. Show me your
correct.
Oh, shit.
Yo, actually, hold up. Let me see if I can find this. This should have me dying.
Bro, we are at 32 minutes. We haven't even started this damn talk yet. Come on, bro.
Hey, yeah. I mean,
we ain't started no talk.
How was the movie, actually? I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, let's talk about how was the movie. Because I'm going to find this thing and I'm going to show it later.
Yes.
Really? Spoiler alert.
You might as well just spoil the damn movie for me, because at this point.
Yeah.
So, y'all all been warned.
So I talked to Echo Negro about this the other day.
Get my fucking name right.
I did. I said Echo Negro.
I fucking hate your guts, I swear to God.
Okay, you know what? I bet you if you took an X-ray of my guts, they'd hate you right back, nigga.
Go ahead and talk, you son of a bitch. Yeah, you peanut gallery looking motherfucker.
Damn right. Fucking toasted and chocolate covered. Anyway, me and this motherfucker were talking about this shit, and I would definitely wanted to get Black Caesar's take on it. Like, I watched it. Me and my lady watched it. We were like, and we looked at each other like, we watched it. And I was like, my girl was like, this shit was Star Wars. And I started laughing. Because
you're not entirely wrong, bro.
Yeah. And then she was like, this is why I didn't want these niggas Disney buying up fucking Star Wars. Because now they got Marvel movies looking like Star Wars. And I'm like, goddamn, she's right. because these niggas went to a cantina. They saw a whole bunch of different beans, and they had to go meet up with the motherfucker. Mm. And it's yeah, I was like, yo, she's right. Like, at least 25 minutes of this shit is Star Wars. And I'm like, damn. But then I'm like, yeah, watching the movie. My main thing is the movie was enjoyable. Did I feel like it was like the biggest plot bust ever? No.
No.
But at the same time, did you ever feel like that with any Ant-Man?
No.
It was just supposed to be a good time. Was it?
Yeah.
Yes. You didn't like this one?
It just surprised the shit out of me. That's all.
Nothing.
I enjoyed it as well. I mean,
I enjoyed it. It's just that it was no big whoop.
Go ahead, Black Tita.
Sorry, I just meant that, like, with the first one in general, because just like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, it was a gamble, you know? It could have went belly up. But surprisingly, it turned out to be pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying? That's all. It was a gamble.
But how did you feel about this? How did you feel about this one?
Up until three.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
I mean, great introduction to you know, the next Avenger level threat, you know, Kang dominated. And Jonathan Majors brought the heat. He brought the heat. He did a job. But in terms of you know, what I mean, what it brought to, like I guess, as it just really. It wasn't all it was cracked up to be. I mean, of course, you know, Paul Rudd brought his, you know, everlasting vampiric charm.
Paul Ruddness.
You know, yeah, he brought his Paul Rudd to go. And though they wanted to give the hint of, like, higher stakes, and I'm sure that will escalate as movies, as Phase 5 gets, you know, more and more into it, one really didn't, really take it there. And yeah, you're right. It was Star Wars themed with a splish splash Avatar, because you can't say there wasn't an Avatar moment.
Yep.
You know, with the flying beast, or whatever that thing was, looked like a damn like omelet.
That's true.
Anyway, so
Garland Ramirez said, "That's my point exactly. I'm not sure what people were expecting from Ant-Man." Continue.
I'm sure there was a lot of scrutiny going, like, right. They were thinking, like, as Ant-Man is kind of like, I mean, you can debate this if you want. Maybe the Aquaman of the Avengers, whatever. He get as much love as, you know, he's.
You're right. You're right. I'll definitely give him that.
The Aquaman.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they were. The Avengers, yeah, you know, like, low key, just unpopular, unloved, really, like, slept on. But he brings something to the table, though. He, you know, I mean, he's a very, like, adequate member to the team. He's vital, not quite him vital, but this is, like, you know, second generation Ant-Man. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm sure people were thinking, why would Ant-Man of all people have to face a big threat as Kang?
Yeah, I think if we got Hank Pym being crazy and then becoming Yellow Jacket, like,
that was too much bullshit that we didn't need.
Being part of the Avengers first, right, going crazy, and then becoming Yellow Jacket to transition to Scott, I think if that happened, that probably give Ant-Man, like, the movie-wise, a little bit more volume.
I don't think nobody still
would have cared. I don't think it would.
Nobody would have gave a shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
Would have gave a shit. Nobody want
to
hear that yellow.
To be honest with you, I don't even think if it was anybody but Paul Rudd playing Ant-Man that anybody would care for it.
Yeah.
I guess because the first two movies were as good as they were, this one was like, okay. I'm not saying it was bad as like Thor the Dark World type shit, but it was like, I expected a little bit more.
See, but here,
you know what it is that they're using this to bridge all the other things going forward. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because here's the go ahead.
You had Spider-Man and a couple other things that started everything, and now you have Quantumania that's bridging you know, Kang the Conqueror. We now know. I mean, we knew who he was, but now we actually get to see the type of person that he is and what he's going to be doing going forward. So now we're gonna get that was just a slight glimpse of what's to come for Avengers, because both Avengers films are gonna be involving him completely.
So, like before Echo goes, I wanted to say, like, in wrestling, they have transitional champions. This movie was a transitional movie.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Echo.
The thing about the Ant-Man movies is just that, of course, just like you guys said, people don't expect much from it. Like, when people saw the first one, honestly, the first one was like, it was something new, something different from the rest of them. But then when the second one came, and now this one, people are like, eh, okay. I'm fine. I'm fine with it. It's a fine movie. But then they hype this one up so much only because they did a bit. They tried anyway. They tried with some people, but they only quote unquote hyped it up because Kang the Conqueror is in it. And people go nuts over Kang the Conqueror, and that's the whole thing. And then, unfortunately, Kang the Conqueror was not anything really much in the movie. He didn't get shown until 45 minutes later into the movie. And then when he finally was like there, okay, he looked menacing. Okay, yo, I'm not going to shit on Jonathan Majors' performance, because the shit he ranged in so many different characters in that movie, it's not even funny in a short amount of time. And I have a feeling that they did this on purpose, only to let certain people guards go down a bit, to be all like, oh, Ant-Man beat Kang, okay. That's okay. But then next, you know, the real motherfuckers know that shit would never happen.
It's just the beginning. Yeah, exactly.
That shit would never happen. And they're like, Ant-Man going toe-to-toe with fucking Kang? Are you serious? Get out of my face. That's some baloney pony bullshit right there.
Baloney pony bullshit. Okay. He gets another one. The ninja that's kicking it to you.
Just another reason for them to shoot.
The ninja that's kicking it with you, nigga. Okay.
Now who's all about semantics, you bitch? Your slogan correct and good.
But to continue though, I see the flaw. I see the flaw in the movie, but I also kind of see the setup of what they just pulled. You know, yeah, okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure you were gonna say that, Clark. Yeah, I get it. Anyhoozle, but I mean, yeah, the movie was fine. It wasn't great. It wasn't horrible.
That's true.
But it wasn't great at all either. It wasn't like this big spectacular thing that they were trying to make it into. It was literally just some, oh, I'm just gonna sit here, eat some popcorn, and just watch Paul Rudd be himself.
Okay, Google, stop.
Yeah, basically.
And that's pretty much what it was. Also, so MODOK, like, MODOK was a piece of shit, and I wish they didn't put him in there.
Yeah, that was a waste. Okay, Google, stop.
It was such a waste, and I knew they were going to use that Daniel Cross, that Darren Cross shit. I knew they were going to do that.
Darren Cross? What do you mean?
Darren Cross, the guy who was Yellow Jacket from the first one?
Oh, he's
what's he's MODOK.
Ah!
The way they explain it is good, but the joke lasted way longer than it was supposed to.
And then they tried to redeem him in the end? Why?
Nobody gave a fuck about him in the first one.
Exactly!
I don't give a fuck about him in the third one.
Ant-Man going toe-to-toe with Kang is straight trash. I agree. not realistic. He literally Creed'd his ass in the end. He was giving him the 1-2-3 in the face.
Four piece, no biscuit.
Damn. With the dry biscuit.
Hello, Mr. Clark.
Yeah, we
but,
saw Mr. Clark. Like no doc.
No doc. He added a comic relief, in my opinion. Yeah, a bad comic relief. He was basically a bad joke. He was really he was basically a bad joke in the well, at least I died in adventure. Oh my god. Oh my god. And then the ending where both Hope and Scott are stuck in the quantum realm, and you think that's it. You think, oh, you're like, oh shit, are they really gonna pull this off? Nope. Fucking whatever that bitch's name is. What's her name again?
Cassie.
She out of nowhere fixes the fucking portal, and boom, I'm so smart, I can fix a portal in 5 seconds. Here you go, Dad. Come back home. I was all like, man, why? And they were originally going to go with that ending. And then they cut it out.
Right. That was a perfectly good cliffhanger. They fucked it up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Clark, how else are they supposed to do a surrounding? Like, well, actually, that's not blue screen or green screen. That's the new technology that they were using, that they used in Mandalorian. It's the new technology they used in The Mandalorian. So they did use some blue screen and green screen, but not like 90% of it. That was Ant-Man's kid so smart. I don't get that either.
She watched a lot of Good Will Hunting and realizing not having her dad for a while was a
fucking I was going
to say. Did you see?
See?
Star Wars. But yeah, this, I mean, yes. And this is the reason why, like, this is the reason why.
Blanco Carithian.
Yeah, but this is the reason why Caesar gave it a 7.5 out of 10.
I wouldn't even give it that. I would give it a 6.5. I'm sorry.
What did I give it? I gave it about like a 6.
You gave it a 7.
He gave it a 7. I gave it a 7. Only because Kane did. I mean, the Jonathan Majors in his moments, he made the movie like appetizing to watch. And then when they went away from him, it's like, ah, oh. Man, Bill Murray, man, whatever.
He said Dollar Tree Jeff Goldblum, but you know what? He kind of was in this movie where we had the fucking. We have Jeff Goldblum and Thor, and he was great. We had this motherfucker appear for 15 minutes to waste fucking time. I've seen better fucking freaking insurance commercials on TV than whatever the fuck Bill Murray did in this goddamn movie, which was nothing.
It's funny, and yeah, they totally went to a cantina. It's just that, like, there are things that, like I said, there are things that I can say positive about this movie.
Yeah.
But they get overshadowed.
I was just about to say something real fucked up when you said positive about the movie. I was like, yeah, positive. It's got it.
Oh, God. Anyway, but the thing is, also... Yeah, Kang did clap them cheeks. He beat the shit. Oh my god. Kang did the most stupidest thing, but I understand why he did it. He was being greedy by trying to transport his entire army when he could have just literally transported himself. Because he was going after the rest of the Kangs, so he needed, and he wasn't as powerful as he used to be, so he needed his army, and I understand why he did that. I get it, but Jesus Christ, Ant-Man stopped you?
Yeah.
Not just Ant-Man.
Scott Lang stopped you, of all people.
Well, remember, man, he was probably related to the Reed Richards of the Doctor Strange and the multi fucking Mr. Fantastic. Remember his dumbass decisions?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, he's Kane is supposedly related fucking to sports. Reed
Richards. Yep. He was probably related to that.
No, he's Reed Richards or Doctor Doom. It hasn't been like really figured out. It hasn't been confirmed yet in the comics because they still bounce back and forth whether he is or isn't. And I'm kind of glad that they keep it that way, but I know it won't last that long because, I mean, the Joker has an identity now, so what the fuck?
Well, I mean, hopefully we get Iron Lad soon.
I doubt we will.
Who?
Iron Lad, who's basically just a young Nathaniel Richards, who gets inspired by Iron Man's technology and shit.
Yeah, no, we're not getting that. We're just going to deal with Ironheart.
Yeah, we already have Riri. We're not going to have another one. They won't do that.
Yeah,
especially after she made the Iron Man suit. Yeah, that's a wrap.
Exactly. The final nail on the coffin will be how bad they fuck up Blade.
Well, it's easy. Motherfucker's gonna ice skate up hills. That's a given. Well.
I'm gonna go backwards. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm hoping that they don't.
That's not the nail in the coffin. Nail in the coffin would definitely be everything that leads up to.
No, the nail in the coffin. Was Blade Trinity. That was the nail in the coffin. It was Blade Trinity.
You're right.
That was the motherfucking cement mixer. That was all that shit.
Yeah, the nail in the coffin would be the Kane Dynasty.
Prison Break Dracula.
I mean, not really, because honestly, I have a feeling the Avengers movies are technically the only things that save the Marvel Cinematic Universe, to be honest, except for one of them. But the first Avengers movie, that's fine because there were other movies that were great before that. Then there was Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, which was really an Age of Nothing.
Which was still good. A lot of people give it shit. It just wasn't better than the first one.
Right. And then there was a...
Avengers Take the L.
Infinity.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what was the third one?
Avengers Take the L.
Okay. You mean Infinity War. Gotcha. Yeah.
that's what I said.
They did take the L. They just laid back and just said fuck it.
5 years they took an L.
But yeah, but then there was the anticipated Avengers Endgame and Avengers Infinity War, those two, which brought Marvel back up, and then boom, the 10 years is over. And now they came back, and then there was Spider-Man No Way Home, nice, and then the rest of this, and then Empty Space. And I only say empty space when I think of it as a whole of the end of Phase 4. Because the end of Phase 4 was kind of empty space of experimentation and closing chapters. The closing chapters, I understand. Those are needed. But then you got the experimentation that were highs and lows for people. You see what I mean? Like, for instance,
Strange 2 was experimentation.
No, that's not what I said. Let me say it, and then you can stop guessing. So basically, Multiverse of Madness, Wakanda Forever, and No Way Home were closing chapters. No Way Home, in a way, it closed the chapter to one, but then it opened up to what we know Spider-Man as in the comics and everything. Wakanda Forever closed the chapter on one and opened up possibilities with Shuri and everyone else. You know, Okoye and stuff like that. Multiverse of Madness closed a chapter with Wanda, opened up a new one with Doctor Strange. So it was closing. The movies had closing chapters. They needed to stop certain storylines with certain people to pave the way for other people to grow. But then when it comes to the TV shows, those are the experimentations. Like I said, there's a lot of them that were good, and then there were some that kind of fell for certain people out there. Like WandaVision was great. WandaVision was something that oh god, something's in my eye. Was something that closed a chapter in her story. And then it kind of finited in Multiverse of Madness. Then you have Falcon and Winter Soldier, which kind of went everywhere. And it only suffered because of so many edits it did and the storyline that it was trying to do and couldn't do at the same time. Cause the thing is, okay, I know you got this really strange look on your face. If you watch Assembly on Disney Plus about Assemble on Disney Plus with about the makings of all those shows, and the movies, they'll tell you the facts of why they went the way they did. And Falcon and Winter Soldier was one of them. It was one of their shows that suffered the most because they cut so much shit out of it that people thought it didn't make sense. They loved how certain stories kind of like how they brought, you know, the Black Captain America into the story to kind of culminate the whole thing. And then Loki is what everybody's all over now, because Loki is actually the real version, the real start of the multiverse now. If you think about it, it was the real start of, it was like the prelude to phase five.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Max on this one.
What? Mm. Oh. They pretty much let her get away with all this shit. I don't think so. I think they might put that back into perspective later down the road. And then you got things like, you know, She-Hulk, and then you got Moon Knight, and then, you know, those are the two experimentations that were in there. Yeah. Some people loved it, some people hate it. But that's on them.
Yo, Clark, you spitting facts, bro. You spitting fucking facts. Most of them didn't even get a loan, but Ant-Man get free shit. Facts.
Yeah, but you facts. Real life plays into that too still. Don't matter.
Yeah. You could be a superhero, you still don't get shit.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, the only reason why Scott Lang got free shit because the nigga thought he was Spider-Man. And as soon as he found out, he was like, that nigga said, you the other bug guy. He said, okay, yeah, Ant-Man. He's like, yeah, that'd be $12. But keeping it real, when it came to all of Phase 4, my main thing with Phase 4 was the fact
not that T'Challa.
It was introspection. It was basically the aftermath of what happened after Endgame and people having to deal with it. And it felt with most of the characters, they had a lot of internal struggle, whether it was from Spider-Man to the Eternals to everything. Right. Everybody had to look within themselves after that fact on how to move on. Phase 4, it could have been. There's certain characters you cared a little bit more about freaking Moon Knight than you did about the Eternals, but everybody was going through the same shit. Whether it was Shuri losing T'Challa or everybody losing T'Challa, everybody had to go look within in order to find themselves to go to the next phase because they got dealt a hard hit. Was it executed properly all the time? No. Did you get a good story and eventually able to appreciate it as things go on? I guess we'll have to see. I'd like to have seen that be the start of it in Ant-Man? Yeah. But at the same time, I have to look and find out that I am watching an Ant-Man movie. So to find some type of fucking serious catharsis with an Ant-Man movie is like watching a fucking Robin Williams movie and expecting for him to teach me about complex trigonometry. That shit ain't gonna happen.
Who kidnapped people, stole land, built a wall.
America!
Not wrong.
He wrote his book.
I mean,
basically, Wanda fucking exercised her right to Karen. She had a bad day, and she brought everybody into her shit. Why aren't you doing this to me?
I mean, he's not lying.
All she needed to do was ask for the manager, and then that would have been the fucking end of all that.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
But with Ant-Man, like the last Ant-Man movie, there was no consequences.
I mean, there technically was,
except for the eerie ending. I did like how he kept thinking, like, what did he mean by this? You know. Is he still around and this and that? Like, I like that little twist of Ant-Man actually thinking the consequences of what he possibly meant. You know, instead of just being all like, come on, get happy, walking around like everything is great. And then everything just fucking, but I love how he just stopped, thought about it, and everything had this daunting feeling. Like, now Scott Lang has this forever paranoia of some shit going down.
And for that right. exact moment is what summed up phase 4. Because if you thought about it,
right.
everything you thought in that moment is what every single character thought on their progression through phase 4.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
And when you see him second guess himself, it's like, because in the beginning, everything was so clear cut, but then things got murky. And then towards the middle, they're like, oh, fuck. Did I do the right thing? Or did I fuck up really, really bad? Because that's the same shit this motherfucker said in Loki when he was all like, you can either deal with me or my variants.
And then she fucking stabbed his head and he was like, see you soon. And then the last thing that motherfucking Loki sees is how he's like, oh, shit. And then the post-credit scene. Where these motherfuckers see Victor Timely. Oh, you gotta click the other one. There you go. Walk away, grew a garden, and still was free to walk around. But the thing is, I mean, according to the directors, they said the third Ant-Man movie was supposed to have a darker theme, but I mean,
they did. They got Jonathan Majors.
You funny. But you know what, though? I'm intrigued on what Jonathan Majors is going to do further as this character. Because as we saw in the end, we saw in Mortis, we saw Pharaoh Ramatut. And I don't know who the other one. I'm just going to call him Kang Prime. But that was Scott. No, that wasn't Scarlet Centurion. He wasn't red. He wasn't red, though.
That was weird.
It was weird. But maybe it's okay. It's whatever. But all those. First of all, I applaud Jonathan Majors for doing all those damn characters. That, like, I could just imagine him doing each, especially when they had the whole Colosseum full of them, and he's doing all these different things. I'm like, dude, that must have been exhausting.
Yeah,
but
it's like, well, yeah, now you know what Eddie Murphy feels.
But I, truly, but I seriously can't wait what his character. Like, yeah, his cat, yeah, that Frederick Douglass ass wig on Timely. Yeah.
You ain't even lying, though.
There's been speculation of people thinking that the he wanted to what?
He actually wanted to play Frederick Douglass. That's funny that you mentioned that.
Ah.
Jonathan Majors. He wanted to do a
Frederick Douglass
movie.
He did.
But the thing about it is that what was it? I really want to see how dark are they really gonna go with this character of Kang? Like how menacing and evil are they gonna make him further into these other stories? Because this one that we saw, he had a clear cut view on what it is, and the thing is, from most people that I've asked, they said, "Oh, he was speaking in riddles." No, he was speaking straight up. He was the only one in that movie speaking straight to people.
He was talking
in time. Nobody wanted to listen to him.
I guess because the main thing that, for real, it felt like a setup for Loki season two, which
it probably is.
Which it is.
Yeah,
my main.
It definitely is.
The main thing that made me mad was the fact that. Granted, he's supposed to be the newest big bag that was way worse than Thanos. And made Thanos look like a joke. But the thing is, in fucking Endgame, we saw most of our fucking heroes get bodied within the first 10 minutes of the movie. And with this whole movie, we really didn't see much of Kang doing anything except looking like a fucking Redman music video, like dum, 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 dum.
They're saving it for the Avengers movie.
Yeah, but yeah, see, there gotta be some consequence. There gotta be some type of
give me some gravitas.
Suspense.
Well, that's what some
sports. Yeah. No. But they gotta give us some a piece of it now.
When you watch it, you'll see it's very lukewarm. You expected like the shit to be fire, but the shit was very lukewarm. Who the fuck heard of lukewarm fire? You ever heard of that shit? Because it doesn't exist.
Okay, so I'll say this because I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the movie yet, but I will. The thing is that because I know this movie has Kang in it, and I was like, okay, well, this ain't going to be the end of the last time we're going to see him, because we're going to see him in the Avengers movies. And so for me, like, the consequences is leading up to the Avengers movies. And I think a lot of different movies are going to, you're going to see different lot of consequences. Like, well, it may not deal with Kang, but it may deal with some consequences in those movies. Like, with New World Order, right? The Captain America. There's going to be some consequences in that movie. It may not have to deal with Kang, maybe, but we'll see something.
That's right. Hollywood Hogan's going to be there.
You stupid.
And...
New world order.
for life.
an NWO shirt, just to steal the deal. But I think because of the way this movie is and what you guys are saying, I think the consequence is going to happen in other movies. But the main thing with Kang will be the Avengers movie, where we really get to see like him really full out the way we anticipated.
I mean, one of the Kang variants is the Beyonder, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Like, god damn.
Right. It's a build, you know. It's building to the Avengers movie. It's like crumbs. This is a crumb now too. We're leading up to the Avengers movie. There's plenty of movies between we get to Avengers, but it's just crumbs right now, you know. Transitional movie.
I do understand that way of thinking. I completely get it. And that's how I felt when at the end of the movie I felt, okay, this is just a setup for something else. And I loved how, and it harps on the whole thing when Kevin Feige said, oh, you don't have to watch things on, you don't have to watch the shows on Disney+. But if you did, it'll give you more perspective on what's going to happen. But the thing is, if by you putting that shit at the end of this movie, now people have to watch what the fuck is going to happen in Loki. Like,
it's a setup.
Right. It's so contradicting. Right. It's so contradicting. He's like, you don't have to, but I'm like, shut up, bro. You just want people. You want people to watch it. Just tell them they got to watch it.
I am Clark. I am too. I'm interested in seeing Kingpin. I'm interested in seeing Daredevil, Kingpin. I'm interested in a lot of like Kingpin, Daredevil, that stuff. Apparently, Echo has been put on hold, from what I understand. Because since Bob Iger came back into the main fold of the main person, Disney, he did a couple of things. He's kind of pushed back on a lot of announcements with Star Wars because Kathleen Kennedy, he's like, hold up, chill out. Like, because they're not putting anybody in the movie. They're not putting any movies in the movie theater. So he's kind of like reworking this whole thing, trying to get people into the movie theater to watch Star Wars movies. So they're doing a whole new thing.
Jesus Christ.
We just watched one.
Hold on. Let me finish before you make a joke. Taika Waititi's making a Star Wars movie, apparently. And then there's another people making a Star Wars movie. So he's kind of put a hold on a lot of that and including with Marvel stuff too. So like a lot of TV shows that they were like coming out, like Agatha's been kind of put on hold a little bit
and changed titles three times.
Yeah. And Echo's been put on hold a little bit, but Daredevil's still a go, but Echo is kind of like
And he was supposed to be in that one.
Yeah. But
you know what's supposed to be in that one too? Echo. Because that girl ain't it. I'm sorry.
But I think what it is that Bob Iger's kind of looking at how Marvel's spending money, and it's like a lot of these side characters and not like, you know, like Daredevil, you know what I mean?
Wait, hold up, time out. Why do you say thank God that's being pushed back?
Oh, good question.
I mean, it got pushed back to November 12th this year, so.
Well, I'll marvel at that.
But people are burnt out.
I don't know about
people. Not. I mean, you can't speak for everyone. I mean, yeah. so that I mean that's
you were burnt out, but not everybody.
Yeah. But any closing thoughts on?
Oh yeah. Wanted to say real quick. You know what's kind of funny, and I mean, it's a little repetitive. It's a repetitive formula. Like, you notice how like Tony couldn't help but like get Thanos in his head for like the past 4 or 5 years, leading right up into Infinity War, then now Scott, right, is introduced to Kang, and he's thinking about the consequences of his actions, as Tony is like not just via technology, but you know, so with the quantum realm, and basically, you know, literally letting the cosmic cat out of the bag there. So it's kind of like that for me, but it's in the multiverse now. Now that it's over, we're starting a new thing. You know, Scott is the newbie, you know, who has to deal with like the next, you know, entry level threat. Who, you know, I figure like it's the start off point, and then when it come in, it'll kind of be like his kind of thing. I mean, I know people are predicting that, you know, demise is coming up. Maybe that's why they're saving that and they didn't do it for this particular film.
I see what you mean. I mean, that's a good thought. Yeah. I do have to disagree with what Clark just said, but I mean, that's just my opinion.
Explain why you disagree.
I mean, because I mean, for a movie like this, there are plenty of people who are looking forward to this movie only because there are a lot of Kamala Khan fans out there, especially now that show came out. People love that character now, and people want to see definitely more of Photon. They want to see how she grows into the whole thing.
Right. Powers and, you know, fully, but yeah.
Right. And you know, since Kamala Khan explains the whole thing with the mutants and everything, and, you know, explore more on that, they can also explore more with more cosmic stuff, even though Guardians of the Galaxy is kind of doing that as well, with the High Evolutionary, and what's his name? What's that guy's name that looks like Solar Man from Superman?
Adam Warlock.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam Warlock? Yeah. Adam Warlock's in Guardians 3.
Yeah, but, I mean...
You've also got the connection with her bracelet and Shang-Chi's...
I was getting to that. So that mystery hasn't been solved either. So, I mean... I mean, I see where he's kind of going with the one note of just the characters themselves, an inclusion hype, a kid, and a plank of wood. I mean, okay. But maybe that's, I mean, but there's fan base behind all three of them, so.
Yep. Especially Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi's an old character, like an old, like, 70s.
But also the director of Shang-Chi is doing Secret Wars, so I think he's going to put Shang-Chi in that as well. So, like, or possibly as some type of a lead or something, maybe. But any closing thoughts on the Ant-Man?
I wanted to say what you just said.
Go ahead.
I was watching the John Campier show. And I love that guy. And
he's great.
And they had a question on there, and I was kind of like, "It's a fucking good question." Anthony Mackie did an interview, right? And about he's supposedly Captain America, right? He is Captain America, but apparently he's not the leader of the Avengers. So it's like, well, who the fuck is, right? Because it's like. If you're saying, because what he wrote in the article, what he said in the article, stating that, you know, basically, I think he came to the conclusion that because he doesn't have powers, he's not the leader. And it's like, well, Tony Stark didn't have powers. He was just smart and built a super-powered fucking suit. So, and he's human. Can somebody beat him out of that suit? I mean, they did. His name was Thanos. I mean.
actually, his name was Cap. Because Cap beat him out of suit first.
Yep.
Yes. But you get my drift, right? Like, so I don't. I think his take on it kind of fucked me up a little bit. It's like, but you're Captain America. You are the leader. Like, he handed you the shield. Tony's gone. Who else would literally lead the Avengers? Rhodey. Well, Rhodey would be actually smart because he's, you know, but I'm sorry, but when John Campion was mentioning this in the show, and I was just like, they were going through like who would actually be the leader of the Avengers. People were saying Spider-Man. I was like, no, he's too young. And they were going through a whole thing. It's a real good question. Who, if Anthony Mackie's stating that Captain America is not the leader of the Avengers, then who the fuck is? Because nobody knows where Doctor Strange is at. He's technically gone.
He's in another dimension.
Right. Another dimension.
Hawkeye's retired,
bro.
And death,
yeah.
Right.
If he stops getting fucked up cutting his grass. Oh, shit.
I mean, Thor is on a different world now with a daughter. That's the one thing I will say about Love and Thunder. I did not like that.
I enjoyed Love and Thunder.
No. You mean turning Eternity into the daughter?
Well, bringing the daughter alive and just making like her powerful, basically giving her father's powers in some way regard. But I didn't like, and I know that's Chris Hemsworth's daughter, but I just didn't. I was like, ooh, maybe not that, please. But. I didn't like it. I just didn't like that whole thing, and it just when you start, it.
Well, I have a feeling that they're going to be turning Rhodey into a Skrull anyway, so that's just my guess. That's
your theory?
That's my theory. They're going to do that for a Secret Invasion. I know it. I'm pretty sure. They're going to do that with Secret Invasion, even though they're like, oh, but Armor Wars is coming out. Yes, but they're probably going to have the real Rhodey show up like sometime soon. Like maybe towards the end of Secret Invasion or something like that, getting saved from being captured or something. I don't know. Pretty sure he's a Skrull.
You know who else I think is a Skrull? Because before they, I think it's Ross. I think Ross.
President Ross.
I think he's a Skrull.
President.
And then he's gonna change it to Harrison Ford.
Yep. But any closing thoughts on Quantumania?
Yeah, I wish it was better. Hopefully the DVD will be better. Let's close.
Yeah. All right, close it out then.
I'll still buy it.
Big man.
I'll buy that for $1 if they're selling it for $1. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to another episode of True Story Bro. If you like the content we provide you, and we know you do, feel free to like, share, subscribe, comment all over the interwebs. Feel free to go to our Instagram at official True Story Bro. Feel free to hit us up on the Twitters at official_TSBP. Also, go find us on our Twitch at twitch.tv/officialtruestorybro.
He said two tiny thumbs down.
Two tiny thumbs down.
So is that like a 3.5?
I don't know.
I gotta be like Dave Chappelle in that skit. I wish I had more hands. I could give those titties 4 thumbs down.
4 thumbs down. Speaking of that laugh, feel free to check out our boy Roundhouse on his Twitching activities, wherever they may be, at twitch.tv/hereroundhouse84. Don't forget to check out our boy Echo Ninja. And Adams. And now I was gonna say Echo Niagara, but I
knew that.
And of course, check out our boy Man Has No Nickname on Saturday Night Nightmare, where they review all things horror, including Ant-Man 3.
Nickname. I need to talk to you about possibly coming by here and watching a horror movie with the two of us.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. It got to work on your schedule. So you just let us know when it's a good time.
Okay.
You guys should do it on that Tuesday. You don't got Scabergill. Anyway.
Scabergill?
Scabergill. Yeah. And speaking of Scabergill, when your ass is thirsty, whether it's at a
con... That has nothing to do with Scabergill.
Shut up! Let me finish my outro, bitch! Go to www.drinkwildbills.com and get that 10% off, not 5, that 10% off. Just dial True Story Bro at the promo code spot and get 10% off and drink yourself to an amazing oblivion that we will endorse with 10% off. Don't forget to also go to our merch store, which has changed to a place that has a lots of hyphens. It's true-story-bro.creator-spring.com. Who the fuck wrote this shit? Who the fuck wrote this shit? Fired!
Is it? If you go right now, we actually have a promotion code. If you put in TSB10, that's a T-E-N, not the number 10, you'll get 10% off of everything in the store.
So the word 10.
Yes, the word 10.
You can hear in his voice how he hates
it. The anger.
So what? Hey.
anybody else got something to say?
Yeah, I got
too one. Bad, we'll go next week.
No, bye.